As the clock struck noon today, Boston was momentarily transported back in time by a bell. Now, Old South Meeting House was a Puritan gathering place where Ben Franklin was baptized. It was where the Boston Tea Party was planned. And it was home to a revolutionary bell. But since the Great Boston Fire of 1872, the belfry has been silent until today. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
When the last strike reverberated away into the sound of raindrops on the roof above, David Hochstrasser breathed a sigh of relief.
No one alive has ever seen this clock actually strike a bell. I had a lot of doubts and a lot of worries along the way.
He's been hooking up the 1766 tower clock to ring the bell on the hour ever since the bell was raised to the belfry a few weeks ago to fanfare. A choir sang as a crane gently lifted the 876 pounds of cast iron into the clock tower. In the crowd below, Mary Holland craned her neck and the camera.
It was very exciting to see, and it seems a little hokey, you know, like we're grown up and we're jaded now, but it gave me, like, goosebumps. This is our history. This is America, you know, the revolution. It was really cool, you know?
Really cool, because this bell was cast in 1801 by Paul Revere. It's been hanging in a church in Westboro in the Boston suburbs, an old Baptist congregation. But the church recently closed, and the remaining members, including Joanne Nelson, agreed to let Revere's bell go.
And today was really very emotional watching it go up into the... But this is where it belongs. This is where it belongs. It's going to ring.
And so it did for the first time today. James Storrow's heart swelled with pride.
It felt like something I was put here to do.
He's from an old wealthy Boston family and donated the money to install the bell.
I feel my ancestors patting me on the back, saying good job, and that's not a feeling I'm used to.
It's also a new feeling to hear Paul Revere's bell ring out from the Old South Meeting House. He's believed to have taken part in the Boston Tea Party here. The silversmith used his engravings to foment revolution. Later in life, after this country was founded, he turned to casting bells. Now this one rings on the hour over Boston, a symbol of peace, democratic order, and freedom. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
Up next, also looking back at time, at Massachusetts' first Occupy movement, the Bread and Roses strike in Lawrence of 1912. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.